Dan Guerrero is an activist, a producer, and a performer. His one-man show, Gaytino, Made in America, is a journey through his life, Chicano history, and gay activism. I had a chance to talk with a 76-year-old actor and his journey as a Latino LGBT activist. I had seen a piece of your show, Gaytino, online, and there's a segment on there where you say, when somebody is termed a Chicano, that means that they're some sort of an activist. Do you consider yourself a Chicano?
Yes, absolutely. And Chicano is still a very, very hot button term, you know, because there are those that embrace it and very proud of it, and others who go, that's like something from the 60s. You know, that's like when I was growing up, we're talking the 50s, you know, that's what it was. And so those that then started to stand up and say, hey, where are our rights? Oh, no, they're troublemakers, you know. So, you know, my dad considered himself totally Chicano. My dad was known as the father of Chicano music, Lalo Guerrero. He was born in Tucson. And I did a documentary on him. I purposely termed it, it's called Lalo Guerrero, the Original Chicano. And I call it that because he was born in 1916 in Tucson, and it was that first generation of people born here of Mexican parents that came over during the Mexican Revolution or at that time, that in their neighborhood, in their barrio, you know, it was Mexico. Everything was in Spanish and the stores, everything. And then they went to school and when they spoke Spanish, which was their first language, they'd put soap in their mouth or they'd stand them in the corner and they were punished. And so it was that first generation that had to learn to live in the two worlds.
Well, now you're not also considered a Chicano activist, but a gay Chicano activist. And this has got to be a much taller mountain to climb.
It is. It is. And that's why maybe, you know, not on purpose or by design, but I was a longtime Chicano activist. And then after I wrote my solo show, I found myself in the position of being a gay activist. I always say, you know, I was always Chicano. I was always gay. But I just went about being that. I was never involved in either. And part of it is because I would say of geography. I grew up in L.A., in East L.A. to be precise. But at age 20, I moved to New York. And we're talking 1962. So during all of the big, you know, Chicano movement and the moratorium and all that, I was in New York City singing and dancing in musicals. For me, being gay in the 60s, first of all, you didn't talk about it at all. And when it all started to open up in the 70s and Stonewall's 1969, for me, it was like, well, that was a private matter, you know, so I was not ready to come out, as it were. And when I moved back to Los Angeles in the early 80s, I did move back with a vengeance and specifically to get involved in the Latino community. And because I'm a producer and a director and all that, I did it through that. And then I was gay on the side, as it were. I would say in New York, I mean, being gay, come on. And in musical theater, you know, we would bully the straight boys. I mean, you know, but again, it was private. I was never, I mean, I was always out, as it were. And I never came out. I more oozed out, you know? I mean, because I left home when I was 20, and I moved to New York where I could just wear hoop earrings if I wanted to. I did not. But, you know, I could do anything I wanted. So, and every time I'd come home at Christmas, well, when are you going to get married? When you? And after about five Christmases, people stopped asking, you know. You didn't come out in the 40s and 50s, you know? So I just kind of oozed out. When, let things take their path, you know. So I'm saying my coming out and my gaydom and my Latino-ness are completely different from most, I believe.